Angie has made it easier than ever to hire high-quality pros to get all your home service jobs done well. Just bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie will connect you with local pros who match your specific needs. Or book a service instantly at an upfront price. So join the millions of homeowners who use Angie to care for their homes and get your next home service job done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
At 305, we live. Welcome to Chat Shit. Y'all know what time it is. This is the official Rap Shit podcast.
Yes, honey, the companion podcast to the HBO Max original series from Issa Rae, Rap Shit.
Exactly. I am your co-host, Jessie Wu, actress. What else do I do? I host and I sing. You know, I do a lot of different things.
Yeah, you do. And I'm Zach Campbell, artist and YouTube sensation.
Correct.
And we're here to talk about something for the hood.
Something for the hood.
And if you ain't watched this episode, you know how we got to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Run it back. Stop. Mm-hmm. Press pause on chat shit. You can't chat.
Come on.
You don't know what the hell we chat about.
Because we're going to give a whole lot of spoilers.
Baby, I'm going to ruin it for you.
Okay.
So go on and roll it back on HBO Max, only on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
And then come back on over here. If you're on HBO Max already, just scroll on over.
Period.
And go on ahead and press play or wherever you get your podcast from.
Mm-hmm.
But we here. Jess, you ready to fucking talk about episode 3?
Let's get into something for the hood.
Let's get into something for the hood. Jessie, girl, let me tell you something. So episode 3, I know episode 2 is like your fave.
It is.
But like episode 3 for me, I feel like this episode is connecting the dots. And for me, this episode is my favorite so far.
It's definitely connecting 4.
Yeah. It's one of the, you know, we call this, and like, what, I don't know if they call it in the industry, but I call this episode the bridge episode.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It gives very much, all right, we set you up in episode 2, 1, and 2.
Yeah.
Now let me bridge you over to the next half of the season, so you can know what the fuck is going on, and we're about to move forward.
Yeah.
My titties are not ready.
It's a scheme that Todd set up to come to us with the bush.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what the fuck it is.
Yeah.
Let's talk about my bitch Duke. Can we be honest? Isn't Duke all of us, though? When it comes to hustling, honestly, for your family and for, like, trying to get out of the hood and trying to better yourself, and trying to find a better opportunity.
Yeah.
Like, I think Duke, for me, first of all, shout out to Blue. So proud of you.
Yeah,
you ate this the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is how you do a career, bitch.
Correct.
So proud of you.
Going from the Bad Girls Club.
To, like, fucking.
Actrice. I'm an actrice. Okay.
I'm so proud of her.
Yeah.
I thought the character would be like a side character, like we probably wouldn't see them as much, like kind of most like a filler in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I thought because we didn't get a lot of Duke in the beginning.
Exactly.
We got introduced.
We didn't know where it was gonna go.
Yeah.
But we do know that the girls are aware of Duke.
Yeah.
So
is she a pimp?
You know, she's definitely...
It's giving pimp.
She's slinging pussy lips.
Yeah, and once again, here we are. You know it won't be a chatted episode without pussy lips.
She's slinging pussy lips. Purr.
Definitely, she's selling all types of pussy lips, but not her own, which I stand.
Right.
And I stand.
Right.
I absolutely live for that.
Yeah.
And... And we got to see, you know, Duke look up with Guap Dad came back.
Mm-hmm.
Guap Dad came back. And shout out to Guap Dad. Is that a real artist or no? No.
He is, but also, like, remember he used to do those Instagram videos that was funny?
That is him.
Yes.
I was like, that's not the same boy.
It is the
same boy.
I feel like this episode should be an inspiration to the nation.
Talk about it.
Of the enthusiastization of the arterization.
Come on, the Rasha Renation.
Come on, bitch. Of socialization. Of social media creators.
Yeah.
Because we're seeing a lot of people
that started
from social media or that started from reality television.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing these people come into this space like, okay, don't get it twisted. We act.
Absolutely.
We act.
We have talent.
Correct.
We can get likes, but we also have talent.
Hello.
I mean, aren't we walking testaments of it also?
Hello.
Hello.
Cheers.
Cheers to that, mama. So Guap Dad came back and manager was counting the money, whatever. And they were back at the like compound with the girls, everybody shaking titties.
Mm-hmm.
And pussy lips.
Correct.
We can never forget the pussy
lips. Don't forget the pussy lips.
Duke even said, hey, y'all all right? Mm-hmm. Everybody good? Okay, I took care of y'all.
Uh-huh.
So, all right. So where's my money?
Uh-huh. Well, are we getting squared away tonight?
Look, I'm using these
Mind
papers.
You,
they was counting like
he,
this.
Baby.
And
I'm
then he
talking
said,
about bills,
I'm
bills,
talking about bills.
Bills.
like
counting up the bills.
And I would have been sitting there like, Duke, all right, just waiting for my cut.
Yeah.
And he said, oh no, we got you next time.
Right.
Huh? You said what?
Why?
Nigga, who? Bitch, when I say, but let me tell you something. This entertainment industry shit is what, that's real shit though.
That's what it is. And you know what? In Miami, being a promoter, I had so many friends that were promoters. Mm-hmm. I remember one of them, I can't remember what his go-to name was, but he was known for the lifestyle. Like when you come to Miami, I'm going to show you the lifestyle.
Oh.
So all his clients were rappers, football players. He made sure that he gave them the pussy lips. He gave them the drinks.
Period.
He gave them the drugs.
Period.
And he was able to make a good coin off of that.
Yeah.
So Duke, she not doing that for the free.
No.
And she not doing
and you
that.
Know that though.
Come on.
Like y'all know
y'all
that.
Y'all know the game.
Like stop playing. But I don't like that. But let me tell you, when I first moved to LA, that was real shit for me.
Really?
I got a couple of, we'll get you next time. Bitch,
I can't say that to Con Ed. And my I can't say the light bill come through. I got you next time. I can't say that to my rent. I got you next time.
I can't say that.
I can't tell Uncle Sam. I got you next time.
No, you don't, bitch. Now is now.
No.
And that's what kind of got me, to be quite honest with you. That's what got me in the mindset of asking for my fucking money.
Yep.
And asking for my money, but also
up
being stunned on my fee.
First of all, I need a percentage up front.
Let's talk
you
about
want
it.
Pussy lips, I need 20% down.
Down.
Because first of all, I gotta feed these hoes. I gotta clothe these hoes.
Yeah.
I gotta shelter these hoes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So I need 20%
these
down.
Are facts. These
okay?
Are facts.
Like they need edge control. They can't come to you any type of way.
Yeah.
We gotta be on.
Yeah. Especially if she out here tricking bitches. Baby.
Eyebrows gotta be slanted.
Come on now.
Okay, so no.
I love how we talked about eyebrows in this episode too. If you caught that, they said
she's fucking smart. And the bitch's brows is always even. Like, I can't even hate on her. Like, she on her Cardi B shit.
That's me, bitch. You know what? Fuck that. I can't even hate the bitch. Got good brows,
she got
though.
Good eyebrows. I love me a bitch with good eyebrows.
No, dead ass.
Okay.
So, yeah, we learned about that, and I don't like that Duke didn't say anything, because I thought that for some reason I thought the character would be a little bit more like strong headed, but I saw that because you're a promoter, it's only you got to keep your connections.
Yeah.
So you can't really be like, all right, nigga, where the fuck my money at? Well, you got me fucked up. Oh, well, bitch, I will never come to you again.
Yep.
Period. And it's just that.
Period. But also too, I do feel like there was a little bit of sexism there.
Talk about it.
Because
she's a woman. At the end of the day, it don't matter what you represent.
They look at you.
You know what I'm
they're
saying?
They're not looking at your pronouns.
Nope.
They're not trying to understand like how to address you, genderfy you.
Exactly.
They're just looking at you and they see titties.
And that's fucked up.
They see
that's
titties and pussy
up.
Lips.
And
so they like, I'm not for the baby. I'm not paying. Yep.
And I don't like that. It's almost like because of that, they kind of looked past it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, bitch, we got you next time. And we know you're going to, because we know you're thirsty for it.
Yep.
And that's how they do in this fucking industry, bitch.
Yep.
Oh, we know you don't got no coin.
We know you don't got no coin.
And you probably need this come up.
And the thing is, too, their sexism, but also her approach. It's like, I feel like when you keep watching the episode, Duke got a certain way she talked to everybody else.
Oh, absolutely.
Where is that energy?
Jesse.
Duke.
That's what I'm saying, bitch.
Where
the
is
way
that
she
energy?
Was so like, oh, I got you, nigga. And in the first episode, remember, she was like, I got you. I'm going to do this. We got to. That energy, when she got told, I got you next time, you could see the defeatedness. She said, and she kind of like,
she was diminished.
Defeated. Like, and I was like, fuck.
Done.
But it's a lot of that in this episode.
It is.
It's
it
a
is.
Lot of that, like, dream crushing.
No. That
fucking
is like,
shit.
Something for the hood.
Something for the
is
hood.
Sad as hell. Yeah. Like, you know what? We're going to give you more background on all these actors.
Yeah.
We're going to introduce some new people, but also we're going to show you like how shit really, your dreams can get crushed a lot. And who's going to be able to go past that?
Yep.
Only the, that's how you win.
That's very true.
That's how you win, especially in Miami.
And see, I feel like this episode is symbolizing how you get pushed like back three times to go forward.
Yep.
So we follow Duke and we follow Lamont in this episode. We thought we knew Lamont. This is the third episode we thought we knew Lamont.
I thought I knew Lamont. First of all, not him getting his car towed.
Because the last episode, you gave $4,000 like it was nothing.
$4,000, like,
and
so,
said, I'm going to give you something off the top.
Right.
So
something is, the math is not math in Lamont.
So Lamont said, but here's the gag. So he told, you know, the producer guy that he called, that I guess Lamont is the producer and working on the beat. He said, I ain't been paid in 3 months.
Yep.
Hey, about this invoice though. Like, it's been 3 months and I still ain't heard shit.
Ain't no telling, man. You know, it's hard to say, really.
All right, so is it somebody I can call?
I mean, you could call BA again, but it ain't gonna make your money get done no quicker, dog. Some niggas wait years to see the bread, dog. It's just part of the game, man.
All right, so is it a way I can get, like, an advance or something? Like, I'm broke as shit right
now. Hey, my nigga, listen here, man. You talking to the wrong person, man. Hey, keep grinding, though.
Bitch, when I tell you now, you know, let me tell you, I hate a net 15, I hate a net 60, I hate a net 30. Well, I could do a net 15.
Yeah.
A net 30, but when you say net 60,
no. No.
I have to cut you out.
No.
I'm going to have to fuck you
out. I cannot net 60 my rent.
Because, bitch, how am I net 60 my rent?
No. I could net 15.
No, net 15 is cute.
I could, yeah.
And even net 30. Net 30 is beautiful. Yeah. Like, and that's a standard. No, I don't prefer net 30.
No.
I've heard net 90. Have you heard net 90?
I've heard that.
Not to me, though, but I've heard that.
Not me. Oh, no, yeah.
Not me, baby. I don't play that. I negotiate those terms all the way down. Mm-mm. But the net 60 is a fool. So 3 months, that means it's a net 90 at this point.
Yeah.
And the thing about the music industry that people don't understand is that motherfuckers will run over you.
Then they will advantage. Back up and run over you again.
Run over
again. And the thing is, because it's such a small industry, even though there's so many people, but it's really small.
Very small.
So it's like, you don't want to burn bridges.
Yep.
You never know which bridge you're going to need to get over.
Yep.
Like, you never know. Like, somebody could get a hit out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it could be somebody who fucked you over.
Yeah.
And if you, like, fuck them back over, they're now going to fuck you over 10 times over.
You know
what I mean? So, you know, he's trying to be cool about it. He's checking in on his invoice. And Buddy was like, man, you calling the wrong person.
But see, that's the shit that pissed me off. Bitch, then redirect me to the right person.
Well, you were talking to me for the last 2 months.
So where the fuck
so
is my money?
So now that I'm pressing you because I ain't got... Literally, he was like, I ain't got nothing right now.
Like, what?
Like, I'm broke.
When he said that, no, let me tell you something.
I'm broke.
I'm going to be honest with you. I did not think, and this is why I love Issa, I did not think that, like I said, I was hoping that she didn't take me down the classic baby daddy trope.
Yeah.
Oh, bitch, she's gagging me right now. Because I was like, oh, the vulnerability that he showed
the
when he told him, I'm fucking broke, bro. Like, I need to do something,
broke.
And I need something for my kid. And did you see, like, how he had Melissa?
He had Melissa.
At the house with the mom, with grandma.
Then you got grandma talking about, listen, baby.
Call the pastor.
Baby, call the pastor. Now, you know they always in these deacon. They got a job down to the church house.
Yeah.
They need somebody to sweep the aisles.
Maybe help with church service.
Yeah, help with the church. Mm-hmm. You know that music you be making, you could be on the church band.
Yeah, you on the organ.
Okay,
you
know, a love offering on Sundays, baby.
Yeah, maybe help serve the food in the basement.
Let me tell you, you know times are hard when Nana got to step in.
Or even tell you, well, you can work at
the church. Like, come on.
Oh, shit.
Like, that's how you know. Baby, you are rock bottom.
Baby, I have fucked up. Also, did you see him pawning his jewelry?
He pawned his jewelry.
Now that, just to keep his head above water at that.
I'm sorry, but you know what? I want to apologize to Lamont.
Go ahead, baby.
Because episode one...
We read him.
Yeah, honestly, we could have went even harder.
Oh, absolutely. Because he was giving fuck nigga.
You were giving
fuck
nigga.
I'm sorry. He was giving fuck
you
nigga.
You were giving that. You were giving fuck nigga. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? Us at the chat shit committee, we would like to issue an official apology.
Here at the chat shit committee.
Because it is,
you ever pawned anything?
I ain't got nothing to pawn, child.
Me
I get my jewelry from Amazon.
Same.
I'm a cheap bitch.
Yeah, I don't have nothing to pawn.
Nothing to pawn.
Like, I think, you know what somebody did do to me, though? Somebody actually pawned my Xbox before. Behind my
back.
Wait,
you could pawn an Xbox?
Yeah, bitch, you could pawn any damn thing. I could pawn this mic I'm recording on right now.
Wait a minute. I thought pawning was just for jewelry.
No, baby, you could go pawn. You could pawn that wig you got on. I could go pawn.
Oh, I could pawn wigs?
Yes, bitch. Yeah, take this.
Oh, I'll be back. Hold on. We gonna finish this episode later on, baby. I got money to make.
Let's get into let's go back to Duke really quickly.
Yeah.
Because I like her storyline a lot.
Me too.
So.
Me too.
Duke is
I didn't expect to.
I didn't
but
either.
I liked it.
I thought she was going to be annoying.
Yeah, me too.
I thought she was going to be annoying.
Me too.
So I like that she went to her uncle's house. And clearly uncle house is the whole house. She walked, she smelled like felt a fish up in here.
First of all.
Is what she said.
Well, sis, who said?
Y'all good?
It's about as hot as shit up in there. We about to ride around with the air on. You in the hood now, baby.
Damn.
Can we talk about about these damn writers.
References?
The writers
Whoever
of this show.
Whoever did the references.
Y'all.
Thank you for the reference to Lil' Kim. No, the show is about female hip-hop, but the fact that y'all put little seeds in
of
the show.
Female rappers
I
for real.
Love y'all for that.
Literally.
I love y'all for that. Like, I when as soon as like, she said that, I said, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I literally feel like there's somebody in that room. Listen, you are in charge of all the references.
Yeah.
Do your
yeah.
homework
yeah.
so you can insert it where it
That's
needs
so
to be.
That's so sickening.
Yeah.
Like, and I appreciate that because yeah. it keeps you in the fucking world.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
it locks me in. So yeah. we walk into this pussy smelling room. Uncle asks for rent money.
Yeah.
By the way.
He's like,
so she's been trying
money.
To make like make ends meet,
mm-hmm.
and baby said, "I ain't been here for 2 weeks."
And she like,
he said, "I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck."
I love the way he talked. He said, "I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck."
He said, "Like I asked these, I don't get these, I don't talk to no bitches." He said, "Like these bitches, I don't talk. I don't give bitches no options."
Period.
I said, "Oh,
since we're talking about it, I'm gonna need you to cover rent this month."
What you mean? I've been gone for 2 weeks.
I mean, what the fuck I said? Business been slow. These bitches ain't hitting like they used to. And quiet as kept, you been encroaching on my clients any fucking way.
We don't even got the same demographic, huh? And if business been slow for you, what you think it's been for me?
I mean, if you listen to anything I said over the years, you be set.
Right. Be living a life, huh?
Oh, you must have forgot I ain't charged you shit the first 6 months when you moved out here.
All right. All right. If I pay the rent this month, you'll get the air fixed.
I'll tell you like I tell my hoes. I don't negotiate with bitches.
You don't negotiate with Fabuloso either.
I said, Uncle is the big pimp.
Okay.
Excuse me.
He is. He's the pimp of the pimp.
And I live that, like, Duke was, like, looking around like, so this is what I'm missing out on?
Yeah.
Like, if you so sickening, then why the fuck you need my money?
Exactly.
And I like that she said, well, you know, business is slow. And she's like, well, bitch, my business is slow. What
Period.
The fuck you think?
These hoes ain't hoeing.
They not hoeing. And apparently, whoever is Jasmine, she got a loose pussy.
Got a loose pussy.
Yeah.
Loose pussy lips.
Loose pussy lips.
Pussy lips.
With no air.
No air.
Now, Miami with no air. Now,
no, first of all.
Y'all humidity in Miami is a
baby.
Fool. And bitch, you mean to put that on top of heat?
First of
and
all.
And then put that on top of AC, pussy smell?
Your AC go out in Miami, you might consider like
mm-hmm.
some delusional things.
Yeah,
like
no.
it's delusionally hot.
Yeah, because just walking down fucking the street in Miami,
no, yeah,
you need I needed a rag.
Yeah.
I needed a sweat rag.
Mind you, the hotter it gets.
Uh-huh.
All these creatures start coming out.
What creatures
I'm talking
y'all
about?
Got?
Lizards.
Ooh.
Oh.
Are you serious?
Crazy. Yeah. Like, Miami heat is disgusting.
Yeah. Now, is y'all roaches, like, huge in Miami?
Huge.
Ooh, because y'all tropical a little bit.
Exactly.
So y'all got them
and
tropical
it's like
bugs.
They got morphin rage, like, morphin roaches. It's like black roaches, brown roaches, white roaches.
It's very
you know,
inclusive.
Very inclusive. Very inclusive.
It doesn't matter what
yeah.
house you have.
Long legs.
We're going to be there.
Long legs, short legs.
Yeah.
Fly, some
yeah.
crawl.
Some crawl.
They all gonna be there though.
Pardon.
You gonna meet all of them.
So it's all inclusive.
Yeah, all inclusive.
And they don't discriminate against houses.
They do not.
They will come to a clean house.
As
too.
A matter of fact, they love black homes.
Really?
Oh, they love black homes.
Oh, God.
You know, when they get there, they gonna get good food.
Yeah. So with Duke, not good food, bitch.
They gonna get some
you.
Oxtail. First of all,
you have me fucked up.
Black people in my Miami, they gonna give you that oxtail.
Ooh.
They gonna give you that sauce.
Yeah.
They gonna conch salad.
Yeah.
Them roaches
Wait,
eat
what
good
kind of salad?
Conch salad.
What the fuck is that?
Conch.
What?
You never had conch?
Bitch, I thought you said cunt.
Conch salad.
Which I live for.
Conch.
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 Like crunk,
like
but conch.
Like conch fritters.
What the fuck is in that?
You never had conch?
That smells like it stinks. I don't know what the fuck is that.
You never had conch? So conch is like... It's,
Ooh,
it's
is
like
it a dip?
A, no.
It ain't no dip?
No.
Girls, like, I got a conch dip.
Wait a minute. You
For
never
real?
Had conch?
Jesse,
okay,
stop
so
playing with me.
So conch, to me, because I'm Caribbean, it's popular in the Caribbean. So here's the conch right here.
Let me see.
And it'll have, it's like a shell.
It's a shell.
And it's going to have meat in it. The meat
oh,
inside
Oh, like a magic conch.
It, yeah, it's like, it's, but the meat
From
in
SpongeBob.
It. From
SpongeBob. No, they did this. Bitch, that's a magic conch, bitch. For real. That's so great. If you, I wish, if you listen to this right now, go Google conch. C-O-N-C-H.
Yeah.
And don't it look like the fucking magic
but
conch
no,
from SpongeBob?
But really, though, the real pronunciation is conch.
Uh-huh.
First of all, the best conch you'll get,
uh-huh.
Turks and Caicos.
And now they got meat
Next
in it.
Next up. Bahamas, yes. Caribbean people in Turks and Caicos, Bahamas. I even feel like on the Turks and Caicos flag is conch. They are
really
known, yes. Wow. They are known for their conch. And it is the best conch you will have.
It's a lot of, I just feel like you saying cunt and cock, and it's a lot going on for me right now.
Conch.
And
but
I'm living for
one
it.
One thing about, like, in Miami, you're going to get conch. Uh-huh. Every strip club going to have a conch salad.
What the fuck is in a conch salad?
Conch salad. It's like vinegar, it's seasoning, dressing. They're going to have a little onion in there.
Girl, you don't leave with a funky-ass breath.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. But it's going to taste good, though. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a party in your mouth. Your breath will stink. But
and,
I mean,
and
yeah,
that's what's in. See, that's probably why Duke's house smell like the way
exactly.
It smells.
Exactly. It smells like pussy lips and conch.
Bitch, I hate us so much. So, we got Duke, and now Duke got robbed.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. Yeah.
My thing
so, she
was,
definitely is. Okay, let me just, I want to clarify. She definitely is pimping.
She's pimping. My thing that really cracked me up was Miss Thing that was giving the story of how they got robbed.
Giving the head to the girl.
I'm talking about.
And like she said, it was a curve in the dick.
It
so
was curve
in
the dick. I had to rotate my. The way she reenacted sucking dick.
It was really good.
It was really good.
No shade to the actress, but you really
no,
did.
No, like she ate that.
You ate that.
Like she
like,
ate
I thought
that.
It was a dick there.
She ate down.
Yeah.
She need to put that scene up on her IMBD.
You know what I'm saying?
Instagram, Facebook.
Because,
the,
baby.
You ate down, sis.
You ate that. Like, she ate damn near, if they can give an Oscar for sucking dick, you got it. Like, you got because, bitch,
it could be nominated.
Because
I'm
the way she
saying.
Was throwing that neck, I
she
said, well, goddamn.
That. She was throwing
I
that neck.
I thought Miss
like
Girl
that.
Had a dick.
Yeah.
And I live.
Yeah.
So, Duke came in pissed.
Pissed.
And was like, first of all, that was their whole money for the week.
For the week.
And now, I don't know if this it was a connection in that, because Duke was like, was it a guy in a black Impala?
Yes.
Now, what's that about? Did you cut those out together? Because I don't, did we see
he
anybody
was,
with a black Impala?
I don't recall that.
Did it not,
but
they didn't go
if,
back to it. And
what if it's like guapping them?
That's what I said. But I was like, but what if it's.
Did we see their cars?
No, I don't remember their cars. But I said, I was like, what if it's Guap Dad? But it couldn't be. It couldn't
you
be.
You think Guap out here robbing niggas?
I mean, well, bitch, it's Miami. Y'all seem like y'all do what the fuck y'all
I
need
mean,
to do.
We do.
You
we
know
do.
What I'm saying? Like,
we do. I mean, we do rob niggas.
It don't give I'm above anybody in Miami.
No.
It's, bitch, you
no,
can be taken down
you
too.
You can be taken down too.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, I could steal from some hoes.
My thing was a girl. Yeah, he was wearing silk briefs.
Yeah.
Girl.
Not you.
And she said, so what we supposed to do? Go down to the Walmart and ask for a pussy refund?
And that, but the thing is, the girl that was painting her toes, that's me. the white girl that was up here painting her toes
she
and just
like,
saying, I mean, he came in here crazy. That's me, bitch. We already robbed. So ain't no reason to come and paint hysterical.
Yeah, like, what am I supposed to do?
What am I supposed to do? I'm already broke.
And I love about her, she was like, so how are we going to get our money, dude?
Yeah. Period. I love that. I loved how simple it was. Like, bitch, I did not understand why Duke reacted the way she reacted as far as like, well, what the fuck is going on to you? Like, going off on them.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what are they going to do?
But what was that energy for Quap?
Oh.
I'm
not
saying,
you reading her like that.
I'm saying.
Not you reading her like that.
Listen, you want to be the Duke of Miami?
Yeah.
I need a Duke of Miami energy.
Give me
and
that.
And if you're going to talk to your bottom bitches like that.
There you go.
I'm going to need you to bring that energy to these niggas
there
when
you
it's
go.
Time for them to
when
pay up.
Yeah.
And you know who checked them like that?
Who?
Pretty motherfucking V.
Get into Pretty V.
Let's talk about Pretty V.
Shout out to Pretty V.
Not you being an At trees.
And it's, when I say she ate that the fuck
ate
up.
Ate down.
Wow.
Ate down and I came was, in that car.
Yeah.
And was like, yeah, these hoes ain't got no motherfucking ambition.
They don't.
These hoes ain't hoeing.
But she also was asking her, like, you trying to recruit me again?
Yeah.
But so wait.
Oh.
She said again. Did she say again?
She did.
She said again.
I caught that. And then I caught, what was all that shade? Like, what is the background
with
story
Mia
between
and,
her
and
Mia?
Duke? I don't know,
and
bitch. Because you remember how Duke FaceTimed her and was like, FaceTimed Mia and was like, oh, you know, I've always been down for
right.
you.
Right. Uh-huh. So,
but she was very apprehensive.
She was.
Did they have a, maybe they had like a little, a little moment.
Maybe they had a little pussy lip moment.
I can see that.
They had a little pussy lip moment.
I can
moment.
See that. I mean, Mia is fine.
She fine as hell.
And Duke is fine too.
She fine too.
So I don't know.
I don't know.
I can very much see it.
It's giving.
You know what I'm saying?
It's giving.
But we got a clue and we got an answer that we've been waiting for, by the way.
What?
In this episode. We know who's the plug.
Oh my God. Can we please talk
we
about...
We know who's the plug.
Let's talk about more fucking Reese.
And I call him, what is it? Mr. Hobosexual.
Hobosexual Haitian. The sweater. You know, so...
First of all, who's that actor too?
Daniel Augustin. It's so fun. It's
That's
so funny because...
Gorgeous Haitian man.
And we actually got a sex scene together. We got two sex...
I'm jealous.
Wait a minute, you had a sex scene with him? You know, I'm an actress.
I know.
So, and I did a separate show, which we're not going to talk about because this ain't the time. But he was an actor with me on that show, and we had two sex scenes. I was very blessed.
You so lucky.
Very blessed. And he's my first sex scene ever.
Ever. Oh my God, he's so fine.
So fine.
Oh, I would enjoy all the pieces.
I enjoyed every moment.
So yes, we got to see, but I should have known he was the plug.
Wait, I was professional though, Issa.
A period, right.
In case you are listening, I was very professional.
Just observe. Look back around now. But I feel like we should have known he was the plug.
I love that he's the Haitian scammer because Haitians have a reputation for being scammers in Miami.
Really?
Yes.
Scam. But when they got in that line, she said, Christmas came early.
Oh my God.
That total was $5,000.
Busted $5,000.
$5,000. Bitch, when I tell you, but the line getting long behind them, now I'm pussy, okay?
I was shitting by watching this. Yeah.
And how cool that Maurice was playing it. I like how Maurice diverted her, though.
Mm-hmm.
When she said, ask for ID. And he slid that credit card in there like that.
Boom. Oh, got approved.
Not y'all slide like that.
Not y'all sliding.
Why y'all slide like that? Y'all smooth. Haitians are smooth, bitch.
And what's so funny, too, they had, when they were about to pay for everything, and Maurice said, Sa blondie, I cracked up.
Yeah.
So Sa blondie is a saying that Haitians have. We always say that, and it means, what did the white man say?
Shut up.
What did the white say?
What is it? What's the?
Sa blondie.
Sa blondie.
And it used to be like something like we used to make fun of white people.
Uh-huh.
But now it's like, we use that for anybody who's not Haitian. Like,
oh,
what did they say?
Shit.
Like, Sa blondie. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It could have different connotations to it. It could have different meanings. It's like a slang.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
So I thought that was really funny. Again, the writers, they're doing homework. They're doing homework.
Y'all bitches are doing your homework.
Yeah, they're using the sweater, the phrases.
Yeah.
Like, even in the car when Maurice was talking to his cousin, and he was like, yeah, like, what happened to that last shit, the last bus down? Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, that shit was grits. Again.
What is grits?
Grits, it's like, that shit was whack.
Why is it called grits? Because grits is good. I like grits. You don't like grits?
I hate grits.
Oh, this is
that shit was grits.
Fuck. Damn.
But Haitians love to say that. That shit was grits, kid.
Yeah.
It was grits, kid. Yeah. Like, literally, like, they're talking exactly how Haitians in Miami talk.
I love it.
So I'm like, the homework was done. It was done. And I feel like later on, when we see Maurice with his cousin at his auntie's house
or
whatever.
Packing up the... Yep. Now, what are they doing with the suitcases? I'm not a scammer. So I don't know, because can I get educated really quickly? I don't know if we could put this on, because I want to know.
I don't know.
Because like, if any scammers out there,
use the like, hashtag rap shit and let us know.
We'll just read it on the download. We won't expose you.
We won't.
I just want to know, like,
ain't nobody else seen it.
When you buying all this shit, you know, like all these boxes worth of shit, and you putting it in suitcases, what are we doing with this?
Where the hell
are we reselling it? Is that you're reselling it?
They resell it.
So, but you bought everything for $5,000.
Right.
So I'm guessing you're trying to sell it for double?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which to me, as a scammer, you know what? I'm not a scammer. we're going to redact that.
Yeah.
But me, as a consumer, I'm trying to think, okay, what is down to the Walmart? That I would be willing to pay double for.
Like, bitch, nothing. I mean, he put a PS5 in there.
But then again,
what?
I think the smart sweater is, you're going to go run up the card or whatever, and you're going to sell these for cheap.
Oh.
And it's no care to you because it didn't come out of your pocket.
I mean, but I would, if that's
so you're gonna
I would
make
just
the
go
coin.
Get the money. Like, I would just go,
that's
like, cash out
too.
At the ATM or something. But maybe that's too suspicious.
Yeah.
Because then you know your location.
Yeah.
But then again, you could look at your transaction list and see where the fuck you got the purchases from.
True.
So I don't know. know.
So I don't know.
I feel like.
But one thing I will say, scammers gonna scam.
Yeah.
Scamming never dies.
No, and then Shauna is probably getting her cut.
She getting her cut.
Uh-huh, Miss Shauna.
She's
Shauna.
Getting her cut. And to be honest, I feel like him and her, they seem very comfortable with,
I like them.
With scamming with each other. What?
Yeah. You're mad at me. That's okay. You're
Why?
Mad at me. It's fine.
Well, she got Barack.
I know.
She got Barack.
I know, but but he gonna go to jail, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's my thing.
I feel like this is my prediction. He gonna get caught like fuck.
It's giving very much Free Maurice.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah.
It's giving
gonna say
very
that. We're gonna say that already. Just give it free Maurice.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause I like how he flirts with her, as I meant to say.
I do like that.
I just like the way he be like, I'm gonna go. Are Haitian men like that?
What? What?
Are Haitian men very forward like
what?
That?
What? Mm. Haitian men are so flirtatious.
Talk you out your panties, bitch.
So, let me tell you.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And one thing about them, uh-huh. They ain't even got to fuck you for you to get pregnant.
I believe it.
A Haitian man look at you. Oof. Nick Cannon.
Rough.
Nick Cannon.
Yeah, facts.
That's it.
Facts.
You pregnant already.
That's it.
All they got to do is look at you.
Just, I just felt like the way he flirts with her is so like...
It is. It's like, ooh.
You so cute, boy. Get out of my face, boy.
But you know what? Like, have you ever had a coworker like that, too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you ever... Let's have another moment. Yeah. Have you ever fucked a coworker?
Okay, well...
Shit, I did.
You did.
I fucked a coworker at work.
Oh! Bitch, I'm behind. No, bitch, I'm thinking you're going to say I suck a little dick at work.
No, we...
Bitch, you full on fucked at work?
Like, we now, hunched in the break room.
In the break room?
In the
next
room.
To the muffins, bitch?
Put my pussy lips on the table.
And the thing is, yo... I actually am gagging because, like, bitch, I'm thinking, like, they're coworkers, so they can't be doing all this. Nigga,
what?
They both scamming down.
Okay, so and I feel what's
like the,
it?
I feel like the Plymouth low-key gonna catch on. Mm-hmm. But before we get to the prediction,
because that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, but Lamont, also, did you see him ponder his jewelry?
He pawned his jewelry.
Now that, just to keep his head above water at that.
I'm sorry, but... You know what? I want to apologize to Lamont.
Go ahead, baby.
Because episode one...
We read him.
Yeah, honestly, we could have went even harder.
Oh, absolutely. Because he was giving fuck nigga.
You were giving
fuck
nigga.
I'm sorry. He was giving fuck
you
nigga.
You were giving that. You
and
were
I
giving
said what
fuck
I said.
Nigga. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? Us at the chat shit committee, we would like to issue an official apology.
Here at the chat, chat shit committee.
Because you know what? It takes a strong black man to pawn his jewelry.
Oh, bitch, you know how much my soul was crunching when
listen,
have you ever pawned
not
anything?
The Rolex.
You ever pawned anything?
I ain't got nothing to pawn, child.
Me
I can
either.
Get my jewelry from Amazon.
Same.
I'm a cheap bitch.
Yeah, I don't have nothing to pawn.
Nothing to pawn.
Like, I think, you know what somebody did do to me, though? Somebody actually pawned my Xbox before. Behind my back.
Wait, you can pawn an Xbox?
Yeah, bitch, you can pawn any damn thing. I can pawn this mic I'm recording on right now.
Wait a minute. I thought pawn was just for jewelry.
Nah, baby, you could go pawn. You could pawn that wig you got on. I could go pawn.
Oh, I could pawn wigs?
Yes, bitch. Yeah, take this.
Oh, I'll be back. Hold on. We gonna finish this episode later on, baby. I got money to make.
No, some real shit, bitch. I'm
really?
Telling you, you can pawn almost anything, like bikes, stereos,
you
blenders. Bitch, what you got? You got a piano at home, a keyboard, a computer. Like,
wow.
The big buck things, like the big like money things will be like jewelry, computers.
Yeah.
Like cars. You can pawn cars.
You can pawn a car?
Yes, the fuck you can. Yes, the fuck you can.
Had no idea.
You ever seen those signs? They'd be like, we'll buy cars. We'll buy your car even if it's broken down. Shit like that. Yeah.
Because they gonna use the parts.
Yeah, girl.
Duh.
Oh my god!
Slip
that bitch down.
And you, oh my god!
So when I saw
I'm
him
stupid.
Doing
I
that,
I did not know
you
that.
Never seen, you ever been to a pawn
I
shop?
No idea. You know what? I've never been to a pawn shop.
Really? Yeah, bitch.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I've never been inside. Like I've been by a pawn shop. I've been like
I've
in a plaza.
Drove past yeah. The pawn. I drove past the pawn
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, but I've never gone inside.
Yeah, no.
Because I was like, I don't have any jewelry. I always thought it was a jewelry thing. So.
No, anyway. And they do now, to clarify, they do have like pawn shops. I'm not about to give a brand deal for pawn shop, but they do have pawn shops like specifically for jewelry.
Okay.
However, usually they have pawn shops, like in Detroit, where pawn culture.
Yeah.
It's pretty big. Like we have we actually had a show on this fucking channel. I forgot what it's called, but like there was this whole like show where it was like pawning, like pawn something.
Just
I forgot
the name.
And you like you can go in and like either sell and buy. You could buy shit from the pawn shop.
And
too.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it too, it'd be a lot of pawn shops in the hood.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, bitch.
Now I'm thinking about it.
They know what to do.
Miami Gardens, Open Locker, Brown Subs. Like it'd be a lot of pawn shops.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now I'm starting to connect the dots. So yeah, so now he's pawning his jewelry.
Yeah.
Cause he wanna be there for his family.
Yeah.
And then he calls Mia.
And Mia like, bitch, you spent all that money?
Yeah.
So Mia's under the impression like, well, nigga, you spent all your fucking placement money already?
Exactly.
No, baby, I gave you all that money.
All that money.
She said, what the fuck are you giving that money for?
But then you know what's crazy?
What?
When she gave him when he gave her the money, mm-hmm. she's like, damn, okay.
No, we thought the same thing, didn't we? Bitch, we really thought like, what we say? We thought like, oh, this is the music industry.
Right.
Like, you got, if you could just, because bitch, if you got 4K to spare.
Yeah, just to spare. We thought it was like, ain't no
like,
thing.
Like, you got
we
at least, like, 15K that, left or something
right.
like that. Like,
we didn't know that was the whole check.
Baby, that's the whole check.
What?
So, but I'm trying to figure out, so did he give her the money that he has to send around? Because he didn't get paid from the invoice
right.
yet.
Right.
So I'm guessing, was that just all his money in his account at the time?
Yo.
No, that's too fucking much.
Because he ain't got nothing.
Because he said, remember, he was like, Mia, bitch, I don't have a choice.
I don't have nothing.
Like, I didn't have a choice but to pay you.
Right.
So it's like... That lets me know, too. I also have to, us at the chat shit community have to apologize one more time.
To Lamont.
To Lamont. Yeah. Because, you know, I did think that you were a no good for nothing nigga.
Mm-hmm. Hound dog.
You know, you ain't nothing but a. And
mm-hmm.
I am gagged because that lets me know that you sacrificed your pockets for
literally,
your fucking family.
Literally.
Fuck.
See?
Like,
when you thought you knew a nigga. Yeah.
When you thought you knew a nigga. You didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't. We're all not the same.
We're not the same.
We're all not the same.
Yeah. So, you know, I definitely feel like Lamont is making it up, but also now I'm looking at Lamont too. It's like, damn. Is that a crushed dream?
Mm-hmm.
Is he, like, he's kind of at the point where he's like, damn, like, I don't know if I could keep doing this because
he got so
these
defeated.
Niggas playing in my, they're playing in my face.
Did you see how defeated his face was?
Yeah.
I think this was the most, like I was talking about in episode one, being vulnerable in the black community is absolutely hard.
It's hard, especially for a man. Because they're not taught.
Especially for heterosexual men.
Yeah. They're not taught to be that.
No, not at all. You, bitch, if you cry, I'm punch you in the face.
Right.
And I was even told that.
Yeah.
So it was like, especially coming from the hood, like, bitch, we didn't get told to be like, what's your feelings?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, talk to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's giving very much, your sister, God, you better go protect her. Shut the fuck up, nigga. It's very that, very macho, very, that's the word, toxic masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
It's very that. And I think you can even tell when his grandma called, no, I'm good, grandma, X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And even with me, he tried to lie to me at first. Like, no, I'm good.
I'm good.
Oh, I don't need no handout.
Right.
She said, niggas ain't no handout.
Because
she was like, I'll get your car out.
Right.
But I need you to produce my record.
Period.
So how about that?
Smart.
No, but that's real shit. Because it's like, I thought at first, you could tell his pride. Like, no.
Right.
So
don't give me nothing.
So you rather go hungry.
Ain't that the story of
mm-hmm.
black men? Because
mm-hmm.
black men, not all, but most.
Because some motherfuckers will take that hand down.
You right.
Let's be honest. Some motherfuckers will take that hand down.
But we'll talk about the good ones. Ain't that the story of, I feel like, men who have pride, prideful men,
mm-hmm.
they don't want to like accept that, okay, damn, I'm really down and out right now.
Yeah.
I'm really bad. And it does take a lot of vulnerability and the ability to express yourself and
Absolutely.
Say, you know what? I'm down bad.
Absolutely.
And the moment he was able to express that,
yeah.
I like that Mia wasn't like, oh, here you go,
yeah.
broke ass nigga.
Because you know I was expecting that.
Yup.
I ain't gonna lie, from the persona that
Me
we know
too.
Of Mia, I'm expecting her, you broke again,
yeah.
nigga.
Yep.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck.
She didn't.
Because no shade. Can we be mm-hmm. honest? Can we be honest? I'm about to shake the room a little bit.
Come on.
But when black men be vulnerable to black women, sometimes we shut them down. And we belittle them and we make them seem like they're not shit when we finally try to open up. And then we moving all backwards. And now you want to act like, well, he never told me. He actually tried, sis, but you didn't listen. I'm talking to you in the back. Yeah, girl. Uh-huh. And the thing is, I can
Preach.
Attest to this because I did the same thing with my grandmother before, mm-hmm. where when I first moved to L.A., broke like shit.
Yeah.
And I didn't let nobody know. I didn't mm-hmm. tell my nana. I was very prideful about it because you don't, in the black community, we have this thing, and maybe not just in the black community, but maybe people in general. They people like to, you know, well, I, if it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
That's right. I hate that line.
Yep.
If it
that's
wasn't
so
for
true.
Me.
Bitch. And Mia kind of gives off that she kind of could be
say
like that.
That. Yeah.
If it wasn't for
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
She kind of does give that,
mm-hmm.
but I'm glad she didn't give that. And going back to what you said, a lot of times when a black man is vulnerable, black women, we do tend to lash out, mm-hmm. or a lot of us need to understand that it's important to create a safe place
for your
black king
absolutely.
To come and speak to you and tell you, hey,
absolutely.
This is where I'm at.
Absolutely.
If you don't cultivate that safe place for that man, then that's part of the problem.
That's part of the problem.
It's part of the problem.
But we can't sit up here and just like keep blaming black men.
No.
Like, can we just be real?
No, yeah.
Like, I mean, no. I'm saying, like, because no. I'm not saying that fucking angels
yeah,
here. Let's
no.
just be honest.
Yeah.
Just
we do have to take ownership.
Sometimes.
For, yeah. No, I
just sometimes.
I agree.
Like, if we want black men to evolve and get out of that mind state of not being vulnerable,
yeah.
opening up,
yeah.
and because there's so many fucking black men that have mental issues.
It's true.
They don't fucking explore anger
but
issues.
Will, but they will never
explore.
Be able to own that they have that.
Yep.
Because nobody created a safe space for them
yep.
to own that.
Yep.
And to break it down
yep.
and to really like seek solutions for that. So mm-hmm. yeah, like I definitely think we need to do a better job at that. So I'm happy that Mia didn't give what I was expecting for her to
exactly.
give.
Exactly.
She's like, you know what?
She actually supported.
Yeah.
She was like, all right, listen,
yeah, you know
if
what?
You do this for me, I'll do this for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, we're gonna make some shake, but I need you to be a producer on my shit. Again, like I was saying, it's giving rap couple.
You did say that. You
it's
did
giving,
say that, friend.
It's giving couple
it's
goals.
It's giving couple goals,
yeah.
which I kind of want them to get back together.
I don't know about all that.
Why not? Okay.
You want them to get back together?
Yes. Lamont is so cute, first of all.
He is cute.
Whoever's playing
Shout
the actor.
Shout out to RJ.
What's his name?
RJ.
He is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he
gets
is.
It. I get into him.
And he's such a good actor, too.
Yeah,
he
oh,
was
no,
in
no.
The Heart
I'm
They
in,
Fall.
I'm in
he's
the fucking...
He's in emergency. Yeah.
Oh, he's in emergency.
Yeah,
that's why I know his face.
Yep.
I was like, why do I know your face?
That man can act.
I like how when Lamont finally came over to help produce, first of all, the beat was amazing.
First of all...
The beat was fine.
Can we get into Lamont / Quincy Jones?
Yeah, listen. The beat was fire.
Murder on the beat.
But did he catch how he said, you paid a couple $1,000 for this, huh?
Yup.
And she said, oh.
Oh my God, that's so true.
She keep
he
getting,
clocked her.
She keep getting clocked.
No, he clocked her like, bitch, how you get this equipment?
This is what I'm saying. Because Mia don't know her second life. Just
that's
like
true.
How
oh
Swanshana don't know her second life. Oh yeah, bitch.
Oh,
oh yeah, bitch. Because the thing is,
that's
just
so
because Cliff,
motherfucking
cause Cliff
true.
Called her, called Shana, was like, you know, she a porn star back
yep.
in episode
and
2.
And Mia never told her
but
that,
Mia, but they, Shana, they never talked about it yet.
Oh, shit.
So, Mia don't know Shana be scamming.
Mm-hmm.
So, bitch, that's why he was like, how you get this shit? How you get this?
Yeah.
Bitch, how did you get
how
this?
How did you get it?
And she was like, oh, I'm going to return it.
Right.
And he said, please don't.
Please don't.
Oh.
Hmm.
She keeps getting clocked.
She's getting clocked.
Which is why I keep saying something's going to happen.
Ooh.
Like, I just feel like I said, it was a bridge episode.
Yeah.
It was a bridge episode. We got to know a lot of the side characters.
Yeah.
Of course, I love following Mia and Shana, but I love that I got to see and dive into the stories of
yeah.
Duke and Lamont
yeah.
and Maurice. Like,
yeah.
those was, like, fun to follow because now I get to see, like I said, they're connecting the dots.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting the dots, you know what I'm saying? And I felt like that was a symbolizing factor in this, like, in this episode. It was like, you know, you're going to get pushed back. You're
yep.
going to get shut down.
Yep.
But it's all about how you recover.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're connecting the dots for the next episode. That is going to be a key.
Well,
it has
hold
to be.
Up.
It has to be.
We have to mention the FaceTime call between Duke and Mia.
Oh, I want to be your manager.
Right.
Well, you know I know everybody. Let me help y'all out. I can get in front of the right people. You help us
for free.
Yeah, but as your manager, me and you go back. We speak the same language. We know what it's like to get it out the mud. Shit, we can get this shit together. Hey, I always said you was a star. I'm just shooting my shot.
You know, I always believed in you, shawty.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I always saw things in you that nobody else saw, shorty.
And we, you know, and no, you know,
you,
the people
Mia
like us, we gotta get out the mud.
We gotta get out the mud. We gotta
Dude.
I love how Mia was like, you wanna help us for free?
For free? She said, yeah, as your manager.
As your manager.
Which means you're gonna get money for the
exactly.
back end.
Exactly. So no, that's not.
It's not for free,
that's not for free, boo.
And I don't know,
I don't know
if I, you know, okay. Duke
Let's
doesn't
talk
get,
about it.
Duke doesn't have my trust.
No.
You pimping hoes.
Yeah.
You're a party promoter.
Yeah.
Party promoters usually don't be trustworthy. Yeah. We know this, right? I don't think, which I feel like I can, you know, I can see, you know, Duke being their manager.
Yeah.
But I don't want that to be the case.
No. First of all, I feel like y'all are on the same level.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, literally,
I feel like she's trying to jump on the train before
the
it gets
brains,
going.
It's giving very much rocks for brains when it comes for business. I'm so sorry.
No, dead ass.
Because, again, like you said, you ain't got, there's no agreement with you with these establishments.
Yep.
The establishments.
And you're not getting paid for
you're not getting paid for
your shit.
Literally. Then you got these girls who are hungry. You can't even clothe them, can't feed them.
Uh-oh, uh-oh.
You got your bottom bitch uh-oh, going
uh-oh.
Off on you.
Uh-oh.
So why would I trust you to manage my
this.
Career.
You ate that.
I could manage you. I could trust you to manage my pussy lips.
Yeah.
But not my
but
career.
But not my career.
Not my career.
I'm sorry.
No.
I don't. You're not even getting paid the way you're supposed to be getting
no,
paid.
No, exactly.
So what the fuck
so
you gonna
how,
do for
so
me?
So what am I gonna get paid?
These are facts. These
you,
are facts.
Exactly. What am I gonna get paid?
These are facts.
When am I gonna see my
it's,
money?
Like I said, like I said, it seemed like everybody was down in this episode
mm-hmm.
as far as Lamont trying to get some money, Duke trying to get some money,
I agree.
Maurice trying to get on and get cuts, you know, gave Shauna her cut. It's just giving very much, Duke was like, you know what? This is an opportunity for me to hop on because you see how when she showed, the strippers had showed Duke Mia's shit and Duke was like, oh my God, play that shit again.
Yep.
Oh, bitch,
yep.
It's giving,
yep.
I'm opportunistic.
Because let's not act like, because you know what?
What?
Ooh,
what?
I'm thinking back to when Duke was in the car with his bottom bitch.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he was like, you seen Mia rapping? She's like, yeah, I seen it.
Very over it. Mm-hmm. Which is what I'm saying.
So
what
I
is
like
Mia
y'all,
and Duke up to?
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with y'all history?
What's the story there?
And what? And you know, because
so
Issa, Miss Girl, you're a shiesty little girl.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I know you did this on purpose because
yep.
you put it at the end of the episode on purpose.
Yup.
Very cliffhanger-y.
Now we gotta wait.
And for a whole other fucking
now
week.
Now we gotta make predictions.
Okay, before we do predictions.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to put us on to put me
you
into? Because you already put me on to conk.
Conk? I want to put y'all on to the hood since it was something for the hood.
All right, something for the hood.
I want to put y'all on to something for the hood. So
what you got for
all,
me? What you got for me?
We're going to talk about the conk.
Okay?
It's
just too close to conk.
Conk is something you're going to find in every hood in Miami.
Yeah.
I definitely want to shine a light on Overtown, which is adjacent to the Wynwood section of the city.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first of all, Wynwood is low-key, high-key, little Haiti. And unfortunately, due to gentrification, a lot of Haitians were pushed out of that environment. But also, I want to talk about, you know, places like Opa-locka, Pompano Beach, Fort Lauderdale. You know, all those places have their hoods.
Mm-hmm.
The hoods that I'm most familiar with is like Opa-locka, Overtown, Brown Subs, Miami Gardens. I want to talk about Overtown especially. Like, first of all, a lot of people don't know this, but Overtown used to be where Black Hollywood used to go.
Really?
We're talking about like the Nat King Coles,
yeah.
the Sammy Davis Juniors. Like
yeah.
they literally used to go there because of segregation and racism.
Absolutely.
But despite segregation happening, the South had places like Overtown so that Black icons
yeah.
were able to go perform, and it was a place of Black wealth as well.
Oh.
Okay? But it's so crazy that now it's known for Black disparity, Black poverty because of everything that's happened over the years and gentrification.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to definitely give a shout out to all the hoods in Miami.
What's
all
up?
The hoods, like, worldwide.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad when you see, like, what has become of these places,
yeah.
such iconic places. And, you know, yeah. hopefully, like, we shall overcome.
That's
you
what
know?
I'm saying.
Like, one day we could change things and,
yeah.
you know, make that's our hoods
so
into
fucking insane.
Neighborhoods. Again.
Back again.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
good enough for our kids to be raised
exactly.
at.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's actually quite crazy how gentrification affects the Black poverty line,
yep.
and then we don't even give a fuck about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like overlooked.
It's almost like, because like, what can you do?
First of all,
once they put a Starbucks.
Well, that is.
pack it up.
There we go.
Once you see that Starbucks.
All right.
And an O.
Or
a Whole Foods.
No. For me, it's a bike lane.
Oh, baby.
Once I see a bike
once
lane.
Once you see that bike
I
lane,
said,
baby,
oh,
it's a wrap.
Oh, shit.
Pack y'all shit.
Because you know we ride our bikes in the street.
Oh, yeah.
We don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
We don't need a fucking lane for it, bitch. Or barely the sidewalk.
Yeah.
In the street.
In the street.
We don't fucking need this.
So,
we don't need a bike lane. Once you see a bike lane,
pack
you know
it up.
Justification is coming.
Pack it up.
Just saying.
Can we talk about Seducing's game, though?
The song?
How many times am I going to have to ask for concert tickets? I'm ready for the concert. I don't know if anybody cares. We on episode 3 and I'm still asking for concert tickets.
No, bitch, like...
First of all, he shitted on that beat.
Bitch. It was the best beat.
Like, he shitted on that beat.
I was like, okay,
and
wait a minute.
Wang is already...
Iconic.
Iconic.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't even know who the original beat maker of that was.
Me either. Like, bitch, the beat was giving.
Yeah.
Also, the music this whole episode was giving. They had Rick Ross.
Yep.
They had Saucy Santana. Yep. With Sisha.
First of all, it started off with Sisha.
Yeah, like, come
which
on.
I think that was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it kind of did give a little vibe for the episode. You know what's one thing I want to mention, too?
What?
I want to mention, too. There was another reference in this episode, the Zola reference.
Now, what is a Zola?
So, Zola...
Is that another slang?
No. So, Remember, this girl did a viral tweet like 5 years ago on Twitter talking about how she got sucked into selling pussy for the weekend. Like, it was insane. Yeah, like, it was insane. And they actually turned it into a real movie.
Oh. So
shout out to T.S. Madison. T.S. Madison was in it. It came out last year.
Okay.
So it was a viral story on Twitter.
Yeah.
And they literally turned it into a movie.
That's crazy.
And it did well. But if you want to check it out, it's somewhere.
But it's like exactly that, though.
Yeah. So I like that they had them again. Yeah. The writers, again, are doing their homework.
The references is crazy.
Yeah, the references
are actually insane.
Yeah. This episode, to me... was a vibe.
So, prediction.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, episode 3 is giving very much, like I said, a bridge episode, connecting the dots from episode 1 and 2. What do you think is going to happen between one Duke and Mia? And what do you think about Shauna scanning with Maurice?
Yeah, I don't see... I feel like Maurice is going to get arrested by the next episode.
That's what I think,
like, that's
too.
That's what it's giving.
I'm so fucking
it's
scared.
Giving, and you're too fine for jail. Baby, you too fine for jail.
That man is gorgeous.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah, no,
you
so I'm
too
saying...
too fine for jail, baby.
Like, baby, I don't think... Because remember he said, he like, you know, I don't trust none of these bitches.
Yeah.
His cousin asked him, do you trust that bitch, Shauna?
That's true.
And he was like, I don't trust none of these bitches. Oh, that's you don't?
Right. Mm.
What's the tea?
But you trust her.
Uh-huh. Don't try to, don't act funny now.
You right about that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I feel like there's going to be, because he said, he told Shauna, you know, let me do the dirty work. Just
that's so true.
Because she said, I don't want to keep doing this forever. And he like,
that's
it's
so
good.
True.
Let's just hand me like
he's
a couple
like,
more
got
cards
you.
And then we could be done.
Mm.
But it's something
it's
about
giving,
that.
It's giving on the run.
It's giving. You're running away from the law.
It's giving. Who wants that perfect love story anyway?
Period. No, dead ass.
Yeah.
And so I feel like, and also with Mia.
Yeah.
And Lamont.
Mm-hmm.
And Lamont being the producer of the song.
Yeah.
Which means it's not like he's going to get his big break from his baby mama.
Yo.
That's what it sounds like.
Yo.
It sounds like it's going to be... It's giving, like you say, a rap couple.
Yeah.
Because you don't, even though you don't want them to be together.
I do not want them to be together
I do.
At all. Sure.
I do. I think that'd be cute because it seems like the way... the
I
compassion...
I want to see what's up with Mr. Gray. What happened to Mr. Gray in New York?
I hope that storyline doesn't stop. But maybe it could have been just that one-time thing.
I would kind of... He was white, right?
Yeah.
I mean, see a little pink dick
like,
moment. Like, I want to see a little pink dick moment.
I don't want to see a pink dick. We got all this fine Haitian men and we talking about pink. I'm okay. And there's nothing wrong with it, but I just, you know, not right now.
I mean, spice things up. Something fun. Something cute. Something for the summertime.
I hate you so fucking much.
Something the girls can get ready
Shout out to Sweetie Jesus again. Bitch, I don't, because I feel like once Mia and them take off, like she's going to stop sex working. And
because I feel like
Shauna's gonna get it. I feel like their shit's gonna get exposed. Mia's gonna find out about her scamming, Shauna's scamming, and Shauna's gonna find out more about her her secret life being the ghetto dominatrix.
Yeah,
yeah. And first of all, I'm sure how she didn't find that page yet because the page is verified.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe Shauna's just too caught up in her own shit to even like go looking.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But I think they probably are gonna have a moment like that.
Yeah.
So do you think that they're gonna let Duke manage them?
I do, unfortunately. Think about it. Duke is connected with a lot of people. In Miami, and they need to pop off in Miami first.
They do.
They have to.
They do.
And then once you pop off in Miami, then we can take this shit far.
Yeah.
Because they already going viral in Miami.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So why not have somebody that's a party promoter that everybody know that you can go ahead and get connections? I just don't know if Duke can be trusted, though.
Yeah.
That's the main question.
That's
the main question.
So I really want the girls to look out for them first.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think that that's for every artist.
Absolutely.
Like, literally. I cannot tell you how many times I, manager, manager, I'm going to manage, I'm going to manage, manage. And they ain't managing a damn
a
thing.
Fucking thing.
But guess what? They sending an invoice, though.
Oop. Not for my 10%. Bitch.
What my 10%? Not one email sent.
Ooh.
Not one phone call made.
And that's what I'm worried about for Duke. Yeah. Bitch, does she know how to email?
Does she know? Oh, my God.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
We ain't seen the bitch send one email yet. Talking about, I want through manage.
Because if you can't even get money from the artists that you are bringing to the club.
That means you don't send no emails.
You don't send contracts out. You don't send
you
lease agreements
sending
out.
You sending DMs.
Yeah, that's tired.
That's how these managers,
that's why you got DM. That's why you got, we got you next time.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I think, for my predictions, I think Lamont's going to be the main producer. Mm-hmm. I think Maurice may go to jail.
Yeah.
I think Mia and Shauna are going to know each other's life in episode 4.
Yeah.
And I think that Duke may manage them, but we're not going to trust her.
No, we're not trusting Duke.
Mm-mm.
We're not trusting Duke. And then the thing is, too, Duke got another life, too. The same way, like, Shauna got a life that nobody know about.
Yeah.
And Mia got her sex work life.
Yeah.
Duke is literally running a brothel.
Literally.
She's running
honestly,
pussy-lit brothel, okay? So, and I don't know if the streets understand that. And it seems like as she is saying she the Duke of Miami, no, really, you are a brothel owner,
yeah.
and that's really where you get your money from, because
yeah.
clearly it's not from your clients.
Yeah,
so,
at all.
Hello.
At all. And I think that, first of all, before we go, we got to shout out all the new characters. We got Deja, we got Treasure, we got Peaches, we got Jasmine, Uncle Calvin, which is my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I love the way he talk. And we got Stanley.
Yep.
Yeah, and Stanley is, I want to know more about Stanley, too. I hope we get more of Stanley.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned Stanley. Something don't sit right with me.
Oh, absolutely. I have to go back to that. Because remember, when he was in that line,
right
when they were in the line checking out, it gave very much, I will turn on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
and
saying?
And shout out to Stanley. So Stanley played Issa's little brother in Insecure.
That's why I know who he is. Thank you very
and
much.
And he's also another Haitian character, a Haitian actor, Jean Ely.
And they were speaking Haitian in
Creole. T-House.
Oh, Creole.
Creole. Mm-hmm.
So, Creole is Haitian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But isn't Creole also...
I know. So, there's Creole, which is K-R-E-Y-O-L.
Okay.
That's how you spell Creole, which is what we speak. But then there are Creole people.
People, yeah.
And they're spelled C-R-E-O-L-E.
That's what I know.
Those people are in New Orleans, predominantly. And this is another fact I could put you on.
Give it to
me. So, there would be no New Orleans or no Louisiana if it wasn't for Haiti. The Louisiana Purchase, that was
Come
made
on,
possible...
Come on, take me to social studies, bitch.
That
Come
was
on,
made
bitch.
Possible by Haitians. And also, Frederick Douglass, when he was with us during the latter years of his career and his life, he became the ambassador of Haiti.
Oh,
and
okay.
The point location for that was in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of Haitian history in New Orleans.
And which is why it's maybe Creole,
quote-unquote,
people.
So a lot of them, they don't understand that. They
I didn't.
Are actually an
I was
extension
confused.
Of Haitians.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's why I was confused watching. I was like, no, bitch, it's Creole people and Creole speaking.
Exactly.
What's the difference?
We literally the same people.
Oh, it's all the same.
Yeah, we all the same.
Got you. Purr. Jesse, should we close the chat?
Let's go ahead and close the chat.
Oh, my God. Well, y'all can go ahead and join us for new episodes on the official Rap Shit podcast each week on HBO Max or wherever you get your podcasts and stream new episodes of Rap Shit Thursdays only on HBO Max.
And make sure that y'all follow at Rap Shit on Max on Instagram and follow Scene in Black on Instagram and Twitter and use the hashtag Rap Shit and tell us who's having a bad bitch renaissance this week.
Yeah, go ahead and tag us on up. We want to know
what are your thoughts on
that.
Yeah, like let us know the bad bitch renaissance. Let us know your thoughts on this episode and we'll go ahead and catch y'all in the next episode of Chat Shit.
Roar! I'm right Zach here. Campbell.
I'm Jesse Wu.
And it's been Chat Shit.
Period.
Ow.
Chat Shit. Hey.
We talk about Rap Shit.
Hey, we in our bad bitch.
Hey, we in the trap bitch. Hey, oh my God, we should start a group.
Hey, yeah, we should start a group.
'Chat Shit is a Scene in Black podcast from HBO Max. 'Chat Shit is produced by Loudspeakers Network and Radio. The executive producers are Matt Raz and Chris Merrow. Our associate producer is Taylor Hayes. Our social media producer is Pablo Dadon. The show is edited by Tyrell Worley with sound design by Dwayne Crawford. From radio, executive producers are Issa Rae, Benoni Tego, and Gifa Yador.